In its quest to improve justice delivery and administration, the Judicial Service has introduced a telepresence video conferencing facility at the Supreme Court. The facility will help the courts, especially the appeal courts, to receive evidence and deliver judgments electronically. At the commissioning of the facility in Accra, the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, expressed confidence that the new setup will largely improve administration of justice in the immediate future and years to come. Rita Mpabintete reports.
The introduction of the telepresence video conferencing facility is an innovation in the judicial service. This is the first of its kind in the courts and enables the courts to receive evidence electronically. Witnesses in a case who for some reason cannot appear immediately before the court can be reached through the video conference method to give evidence on the case under adjudication. The facility has several features, including a virtual courtroom setting where evidence, judgments, and other testimonies can be taken remotely from witnesses living abroad. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, said the Judicial Service has set up additional courts of appeal in Kumasi, Cape Coast, Kofodia, and Tamale, and with the introduction of the facility, will enhance their work in the pursuit of effective and improved justice delivery.
To improve case management and to expedite justice delivery, especially at the appeal court divisions, management has set up additional courts of appeal with this facility. The sitting days will increase from 4 days to 5 days, with judgments being delivered via this facility to the regions from Accra. The Rules of Court Committee has been tasked to amend the rules of court so that evidence and judgments can be delivered electronically. This facility will enable us to use it for training purposes.
Mrs. Georgina Wood expressed the hope that the facility will be maintained to ensure its long span.
I am confident that this new setup will largely improve the administration of justice in the immediate future and in the years to come.
The Minister of Communications, Dr. Omani Bwama, was delighted with the installation of the facility and said, in this age of technological advancement, the introduction of the facility at the judicial level could not have come at a better time when justice delivery is crucial.
It is our hope that through this, we will be able to enhance the delivery of justice and the administration of justice in our country. Just 2 weeks ago, we negotiated with the World Bank the next phase of the eGhana project. In that project, government is dedicating $5 million for the next phase of the eJustice project. $4 million will be for the judicial service and $1 million for the Ministry of Justice and the Attorney General's Department.
Dr. Omani Bwama later gave his impressions about the facility.
This is a very good facility, like the Chief Justice said, that is going to enhance justice administration, introduce efficiency in it, and government will continue to provide the necessary support.
A demonstration was later carried out involving the information rooms and ICT rooms of the Ghana Armed Forces and Kolebu Teaching Hospital.
Rita Mpabintete reporting.